welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about Slender Man.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids, and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
The internet is a fascinating place. The rapid and seemingly endless supply of information, both accurate and inaccurate, is nothing short of incredible. But there's a dark side, and we're not talking about the dark web. We're talking about creepypastas, those electronic urban legends and modern-day campfire stories that spread through Reddit and 4chan forums. And the undisputed king of the creepypasta is Slender Man. Slender Man is usually described as being extremely tall and thin, with long arms. His face is completely featureless, usually appearing as just a blank white head. He wears a dark-colored suit and tie, and sometimes is said to have tentacles in addition to his wiry arms. Slender Man is said to stalk forests and other remote or abandoned locations, and has the ability to teleport to these locations. Those who see him suffer what has come to be known as slender sickness, which is a combination of paranoia and hallucinations that are usually accompanied by nosebleeds. He is also said to stalk people who become obsessed with his existence, becoming just as fascinated with them as they are with him. And not content to just scare people, Slender Man is also said to abduct children and assumingly kill them, as his victims are never seen or heard from again. Slender Man is the product of a 2009 challenge to create paranormal images on the message board forums for the Something Awful website. A user going by the name of Victor Surge, whose real name is Eric Knudsen, posted a pair of black and white photos of groups of children with a tall, mysterious figure cropped in. The images, supposedly from 1983 and 1986, were accompanied by text. The 1983 photo showed a group of teenagers, one curmudgeonly looking one in the foreground looking right at the camera, with an out-of-focus, tall, ominous figure in the back. The photo included an enigmatic caption that just said, "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them. But its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time." The photo was credited to an unknown and presumed dead photographer. The 1986 photo was of a group of younger kids on a playground with the same creepy Slender Man hovering around in the background. This photo's caption stated that it was one of two recovered photographs from the Sterling City Library blaze, notable for being taken the day which 14 children vanished and for what is referred to as the Slender Man. Deformities cited as film defects by officials. Fire at library occurred 1 week later. Actual photograph confiscated as evidence. This photo was credited to photographer Mary Thomas, missing since June 13, 1986. These images blew up, and soon enough, hundreds of other users joined in with their own doctored images of Slender Man until the web was flooded with pictures of the creepy being. The forum didn't stop at just photos either. An entire folkloric backstory for the enigmatic figure was manufactured, some citing that Slender Man was actually a 16th century German outcast named Der Große Mann, which translates to the Tall Man. Even though Slender Man was invented by the internet, there are some mythological roots to the legend. Brazilian cave paintings in the Serra da Capivara National Park that date back to 9000 BC feature a Slender Man-like character leading a child by the hand. A Slender Man-esque figure also appears in Egyptian hieroglyphics dating back to 3100 BC. Pharaoh Wasner's tomb is decorated with images of the Thief of Cook, a tall, slim entity with multiple appendages. More recent folklore from Germany, England, and Romania all tell different tales of the Tall Man, a mysterious fairy who lived in the woods and would terrorize disobedient and naughty children, sort of a Pied Piper type of figure. And in North America, the Sioux tribe's people believe in an entity called the Big Man, who is considered a messenger of doom, and his presence is seen as a sign that society is verging on collapse. He also bears a striking resemblance to Slender Man. So, even if Knudsen's freaky images were pure inspirational fiction, it seems as if the collectively created modern Slender Man legend may have been influenced by ancient mythology and folklore. Everything old is new again. Despite Slender Man being a fabrication, there have been sightings reported, mostly by people who have claimed to see the spook peering into their windows at night. And even though the being itself is fictional, there have been real-world implications to its existence. On May 31st, 2014, two 12-year-old girls in Waukesha, Wisconsin, named Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geyser, lured their friend, Peyton Lautner, into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. Weyer and Geyser claimed that they did this to appease Slender Man and hoped that this act would convince him to allow them to live with him in his slender castle in the sky. Badly wounded, but thankfully not killed, Lautner was able to crawl to a nearby road and get medical attention. Her two attackers were charged with attempted murder, but both were found not guilty by reason of insanity and sentenced to mental health facilities. The Waukesha stabbing set off a rash of copycat-like crimes committed by children who were also fascinated by Slender Man. Most notably, a woman in Cincinnati, Ohio, reported that her 13-year-old daughter had attacked her with a knife after reading Slender Man stories in June of 2014. And in September of the same year, a 14-year-old girl in Port Richey, Florida, set fire to her house while her mother and brother were inside after reading Slender Man stories. So, what could Slender Man be? Well, of course, Slender Man is a work of fiction, an urban legend cooked up by a community of creators on the internet. The character is a result of the collaboration of thousands of creative minds. Any real-life experiences with Slender Man can most likely be attributed to mass hysteria or the power of suggestion to highly susceptible minds, mainly children. Slender Man is a boogeyman for modern kids to fear. Because of its rampant popularity on the internet, Slender Man is everywhere on the pop culture radar. The character has captured the imaginations of millions, and many folks have tried to cash in on that popularity. Despite its collective origins as basically fan fiction, the character is not considered to be in the public domain, and its ownership has been disputed over the years. This has not stopped it from being written into tons of television shows, movies, and video games. The most ambitious nugget of pop culture to come from Slender Man was a YouTube series called Marble Hornets that played into the mythology while also building upon it. Marble Hornets got its own movie in 2015 called Always Watching, a Marble Hornets story. The Waukesha stabbing case also got not one, but two documentaries, one called Beware the Slender Man and the other called Slender Man Stabbing, The Untold Story. It also got a surprisingly good Lifetime television dramatization called Terror in the Woods. So, Slender Man is a little legend that could, that has taken on a life of its own. It's not unreasonable to conclude that Slender Man can be considered the internet's first cryptid. So that's what we'll do. He's the internet's first cryptid. And that's just about going to do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids.